bag of gummy bears. Like
the Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday edition. Want to talk more with you, our fair audience, 844-967-2789. That is the phone number. I'll say it slower, 844-96-PARTY. It is a political party up here each and every afternoon. Appreciate you joining us. I got John Nichols joining me very soon. Could be time for your calls on the phone in between. Once again, that number, 844-967-2789. Before I close the loop on the thought, maybe get your opinions on the stock trading and the Nancy Pelosi, I want to point out, Fancy Brian, the former Attorney General of the United States has got a new book coming out.
Which former Attorney General?
The former Attorney General, Bill Barr.
Gotcha. See, you I was thinking that? Sessions. That's why I was like, okay.
I thought Sessions maybe already had a book.
I don't. I assume that it would take him longer to write. That's all.
Well, Bill Barr apparently has got a new book coming out in March.
Great. And so that's what he was doing the whole time.
He was Attorney General under two administrations. You know, he will put his own spin on the Iran-Contra issue and the cover-up thereof, you know, because he played an instrumental part under H.W. Bush.
Yeah, that helped a lot, didn't it?
And then, you know, there's conversations about all the important issues, everything like COVID and immigration law, all the way through the post-2020 election, because let's not forget, he didn't resign until about December 23rd of 2020, Bill Barr, the former Attorney General. And the name of that book, and you may wonder, what's the name of the book? What's he calling the book? Well, I won't keep it from you any longer, Fancy Brian. He's calling the book One Damn Thing After Another. One Damn
what?
Thing.
Really?
Let me make sure I got that right.
Poor guy.
I'd hate to misreport what he's calling the damn book. One Damn Thing After Another. It sounds a lot like my life.
Oh, poor guy. You know, he's had it rough ever since he left the Dinosaurs TV show.
Pre-order on Amazon. You know, I think this is his way, his revisionist version of history. I would wonder, though. I would wonder, and he's probably got a smart legal mind. The guy was the Attorney General twice of the United States. But, you know, if the entire administration is perhaps, or big chunks of it, soon to come under indictment, let's just say. You know, maybe just some wishful thinking on my part, but I got some predictive logic why that might be the case. I wouldn't be writing a tell-all.
Yeah, unless you're trying to maybe set yourself up for a future defense, perhaps. And then saying, I don't have to testify now, you can just refer to my book where I laid it all out.
Who else? John Bolton tried some crap like that, didn't he?
Yeah.
Wouldn't give testimony at the impeachment, but wrote a book.
Good for him.
Yeah.
He made some money, right? Good for that guy. If he had only just taken stock tips and traded it, he could be in Congress by now.
What makes you think that Bill Barr wasn't using insider stock information and trading on it?
Goodwill?
Oh, yeah. Seems like such a fine chap. Let's get to the phones. Your opinions matter here. CJ from Beaver Dam, the good CJ. Welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Michael. Hey,
yes, buddy. Sir.
I just wanted to point out, I did notice yesterday that you didn't want anybody calling in with my name.
Well.
But that other guy from Stoughton.
He gives CJ's a bad name. What can I say, man?
Rule number three of being a Republican.
I'm sorry. I stepped all over you. Say it again.
He broke rule number three of being a Republican.
And what's that?
Never show your true colors.
And
so
that's
I just
cryptic.
Wanted to point that out. That's rule number three.
What's rule number one? Steal underpants?
It depends on how bad you want to keep your FCC license.
Well, pretty bad. Pretty bad, I got to admit. Because then you would become the
rule
bad
one
CJ.
Rule two, I'm not telling you, brother.
Well, I'll just keep it cryptic then. 844-967-2789. Better cryptic than profane, I guess. Mark, you remember that. Don't you be the bad one. Welcome back, Mark, from the SAC.
Thank you, brother.
And for the train conversation that was going on before, the train song that came to my mind was the Train to Bangkok by Rush. That's a good train song, and yeah, for Bill Barr, the reason, you know, there's one thing after another is going to damn Bill Barr, because he just committed so many crimes during his tenure, helped cover up so many crimes that turned his eyes the other way when
But even he, Mark, even he apparently had his limits. Did you notice he got out before January 6th? I mean, this plot was already in place, right? The Green Bay sweep. Trump administration officials like Stephen Miller going on Fox News talking about the alternative fraudulent slate of electors that were going to be challenged, you know, and we're going to challenge the valid slate of electors. So this plan was already underway. And ironically, the attorney general, you know, resigns 3 days later and writes a book.
Yeah, smells a little fishy to me, because maybe he should have been opening his mouth, and maybe some of the tragedies that happened on that day wouldn't have happened that had he opened his mouth and let part one of the whole insurrection go forward. I think it was a two-part act.
I think you're right. But if he'd have opened his mouth any broader, he'd have looked like a Billy Barr bass. Remember those Billy Bass? They'd sing on the wall.
Yeah. It's a made-for-TV commercial type of thing.
Now, if you put some glasses on the Billy Bass, he looks a little like the former attorney general.
I'm going back to the Dinosaurs TV show, the guy, the little baby that said, not the mama. That's a spitting image of Bill Barr for sure.
You know, between you and Mark, you've completely lost me in this segment. I'm glad I got fine journalist and John Nichols to bring me back to grounded in the next segment. John joining us next. John Nichols from The Nation, from the Cap Times, from, you know, your heart, because you love him just like I do. John Nichols joins the Devil's Advocates next. Please stick around.
Well, history is written by the winner, so it largely depends on who's writing the history.
I'm Satan reincarnated.
It's a bit snitty.